your daily Lex.
So I'm recording this literally in the airport, literally with my mask on my face, literally with people staring at me wondering what the hell I'm doing. Maybe this audio won't even be usable, but I'm going to try it out and see if I can use that Adobe Podcaster tool to clean it up, and we'll go from there. But here I am in Newark Airport. I'm, as you may recall from yesterday's episode, I'm here in large part, or really exclusively, to do some filming as Justin, the fake CEO of a company. And I had to pack all my Justin stuff. You know, there's some polos for his fake company. There's a pullover vest. There's various button-down shirts. And I packed those things. I packed my shorts, my boxers, socks, two pairs of Justin sneakers. Actually, I packed one pair and I'm wearing the other pair. And as I'm walking through the airport with this nagging feeling that I forgot something, and I'm a good traveler. I travel a decent amount of the time. I know how to do this. And I'm going through TSA. I'm like, I know I forgot something. And then I realized all those things I mentioned, I didn't pack any shirts for myself. So the only shirts I have here are ones that are the one I'm wearing, and then ones that are emblazoned with the logo of the fake company, Status Quo. So that's a very cute dog going by me in a papoose, basically. So I was like, well, boy, I would like to have some shirts to change into after shooting days and not just wear their fake logo shirts. Like, I don't want to show up to the shoot wearing the costume. I'd like to have my own clothes. So I started looking through the airport, and man, oh man, what a challenge to look at these stores. There's designer shirts. Then I found some shirts I liked, but they only had them in medium, and I don't wear a medium. So then I ended up in one of the very touristy stores, and they've got these New Jersey shirts. So I'm the proud owner of two brand new New Jersey Pride shirts. They don't say New Jersey Pride, but they exhibit one's pride in New Jersey, which of course I have. And it just cracks me up. I continue to laugh as I walk through the airport with my two new t-shirts that I spent $22 on total. They were on sale, 50% off. I don't know why you need a sale in the airport, because it's a very limited client. Anyway, but I have two shirts that celebrate New Jersey. And I'm pretty sure they're both shirts for male-identifying people. One of them is maybe a little bit on the edge, but I'm very comfortable with it. Looks good. I think they're unisex. I really do. So I'm very excited to break out my new New Jersey t-shirts tomorrow and the next day. Okay, that's all I got for this one.
Hi, it's me again, Lex Friedman, host of Your Daily Lex. I'm recording this on my phone in my hotel room, mostly because I wanted to just show you. I ended up not using the Adobe Podcaster plugin. I used just some plugins that I have in my Logic setup. And I wanted you to hear what it sounds like when I wasn't running those plugins. So here's some of the episode that you just heard again, but without those plugins going.
So I'm recording this literally in the airport, literally with my mask on my face, literally with people staring at me wondering what the hell I'm doing. Maybe this audio won't even be usable, but I'm going to try it out and see if I can use that Adobe Podcaster tool to clean it up.
Pretty cool, right? I was impressed. Anyway, I'm going to give you a bonus story now since I'm recording more. I get to Logan, I land, I get through the airport, I call the Uber. And 1 second after I call the Uber driver calls me. He's like, where are you? And I'm like, well, I'm here at the Uber pickup lot. He's like, well, do you see me? And I'm like, no, what parking spot are you in? And he reads me his license plate number. I'm like, no, but there's all these labeled spots. Which are you in? He's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, wait, you're Terminal A. Hang on, I'll be there in 3 minutes. And he had been in Terminal C, I guess, or something. And I had done everything right. Like, he fully acknowledged he was wrong. Fine, he comes, he gets me. It's, we're united, it's wonderful. But he spends the whole ride talking about what had just happened. Yeah, no, I called you. And I was like, why does he keep asking what spot I'm in? There's no numbered spots here. That's in the other terminal. And the whole time I'm thinking I'm in the right terminal, but then I suddenly realize I'm in the wrong terminal. Like, yep, I get that's what happened. And listen, I'm retelling you the story here on Your Daily Lex, but you didn't just live it. I had just lived it. I knew what happened. And then we talked about it the whole ride. Anyway, have a wonderful Wednesday.
Lex.